This is the Aviat Merli of the 2nd of March 2025. Original date, the 15th of October 2004. In order to reveal the One, make your stage constant and stable. Stay in your self-respect and give respect to everyone. Today, Bapdada is seeing three stars of fortune sparkling on the forehead of each child. The first is the fortune of God's sustenance. The second is the fortune of God's study. And the third is the fortune of God's blessings. In this way, he is seeing the three stars in the centre of each one's forehead. Do you also see the sparkling stars of your fortune? Can you see them? You would not be able to see the stars of such elevated fortune sparkling on the forehead of anyone else in the world. These stars of fortune are sparkling on the forehead of all of you. However, in some cases, there is a difference in their sparkle. The sparkle of some is very powerful, and the sparkle of others is mediocre. The bestower of fortune has given all of you children equal fortune. He hasn't given anything special to anyone. The sustenance is the same. All of you are studying together, and you have all received the same blessing. In all corners of the world, there is the same study everywhere. It is a wonder that it is the same Merli of the same date, and that the time of Amrit Vela, according to each one's country, is also the same. The blessing you receive is also the same. The slogan is also the same. Is there any difference? Is there a difference in this between America and London? There isn't. So why is there a difference? Bapdada gives the same sustenance to everyone at Amrit Vela. Everyone receives the same method of having constant remembrance. So why is it number-wise? If the method is the same, why is there a difference in the attainment of success? Bapdada has equal love for all the children everywhere. Even if someone is the last number according to his efforts, Bapdada still has the same love for even the last one. In fact, as well as love, he also has mercy for the last number, that this one who is last should go fast and come first. How have all of you who have come from so far away reached here? God's love has pulled you here, has it not? You came here having been pulled by the string of this love. So Bapdada has love for everyone. Do you believe this? Or do you have a question as to whether Baba has love for you or whether he has less love? Bapdada's love for every child is greater than that for the next, and this love from God is the basis of the special sustenance of you children. What does each one of you think? That your love for the Father is greater, or that the love of someone else is greater and that yours is less? Do you think in this way? You believe that your love for Baba is greater, do you not? It is like this, is it not? Pandavs, each one of you would say, "My Baba." You wouldn't say that he is the Baba of the centre in charge, that he is the Baba of Daddy, or the Baba of Daddy Janky. Would you say this? No. You would say, my Baba. Since you said mine, and the father also said mine, then through just this one word, mine, the children belong to the father, and the father belongs to the children. Did this take any effort? Did it take any effort? A little bit, perhaps? No. Do you sometimes find it an effort? You don't find it an effort. You do. So what do you do when you find it takes effort? Do you get tired? Say from your heart with love, my Baba, and effort will change into love. As soon as you say, my Baba, that sound reaches Baba, and the father gives extra help. However, it is a deal of the heart. It is not a deal of words. It is a deal made with the heart. So you are clever at making a deal with your heart, are you not? Do you know how to make a deal? Do those sitting at the back know how to make a deal? This is why you have reached here. However, who resides the furthest away? Those from America? Are those from America the furthest away? Or is the father furthest away? America is in this world. The father comes from another world. So who is the resident living the furthest away? It is not those from America. Bap Dada is the furthest away. One comes from the subtle region, and one comes from the supreme abode. And so what is America compared to that? Nothing at all. So today, the father who is the resident of the faraway land has come to meet the children who reside far away in this corporeal world. Do you have the intoxication that today Bap Dada has come for you? The people of Barat belong to the father anyway, but Bap Dada is especially pleased to see the double foreigners. Why is he pleased? Bap Dada recognizes that it is because the father has come in Barat that the people of Barat have this extra intoxication. However, Baba has love for the double foreigners, because even though they are from different cultures, they have been transformed into the Brahmin culture. You have been transformed, have you not? You don't have the thought anymore, do you, that this is the culture of Barat and that your culture is different? No. The result that Bap Dada saw is that all have become those of the one culture. No matter where you come from, the countries are different in terms of your physical bodies, but the soul belongs to the Brahmin culture. Do you know the one thing about double foreigners that Bap Dada likes very much? Do you know what that is? The answer came, they become engaged in service quickly. Say something else. Another response, they have jobs and also do service. They do this in India too. In India too they have jobs and do service. And a third response, if something happens, they speak honestly about their weakness. They are very honest. Acha, are those from India not honest? Bap Dada has seen that even though you live far away, because of love for the Father, the majority of you have passed in the subject of love. Barrett has that fortune anyway, but whilst living far away, all have passed in love. If Bapdada were to ask you whether there is a percentage in your love, is there a percentage in the subject of love for the Father? Those who believe that they have 100% love, raise your hands. 100%? The residents of Barrett are not raising their hands. Look, Barrett has received this fortune. The greatest fortune it has received is that the Father has come in Barrett. The Father didn't choose America for this. He chose Barrett. This one, Gayatri from New York, is sitting in front. However, even whilst being far away, you have deep love. Problems do come, but by saying Baba, Baba, you finish those problems. Still, Bapdada has given you pass marks in the subject of love. So what else do you have to pass in now? You have to pass. You have passed and you have to pass. According to the present time, Bapdada wants the percentage of the power of self-transformation of each child to be just as much as when you all raised your hands for the power of love. All of you raised your hands for that, did you not? Is there just as fast a speed in your self-transformation? Will you raise your hands fully, or only halfway for this? How much will you raise them? You do bring about transformation, but it takes time. According to the closeness of time, the power of self-transformation should be so fast. How long does it take to put a full stop on a piece of paper? How much time does it take? How much time does it take to put a full stop? Not even a second. Is that right? So, do you have such a fast speed? Should you be asked to raise your hands? You would only raise your hands halfway. The speed of time is fast. The power of self-transformation has to be just as fast. And when you speak of transformation, always remember the word self before the word transformation. Not transformation, but self-transformation. Bapdada remembers that the children had promised him that within a year they would bring about transformation of the world through transformation of their sanskars. Do you remember? You celebrated that year, did you not? World transformation through the transformation of sanskars. The speed of the world is going into the extreme. But is the speed of the transformation of your sanskars just as fast? The specialities of the lands abroad, as a rule, is that everything there is fast. They do everything fast. So the Father is asking, are you fast when it comes to transforming your sanskars? Bapdada now wants to see the speed of self-transformation become fast. All of you ask, do you not? What does Bapdada want? You discuss amongst yourselves and you ask one another, what does Bapdada want? Bapdada wants you to be able to put a full stop in a second. Just as when you put a full stop on a piece of paper. So this should be even faster than that. in bringing about transformation, put a full stop to anything that is not accurate. Do you know how to put a full stop? You know, do you not? However, it sometimes becomes a question mark. You put a full stop and it becomes a question mark. Why is it like this? What is this? These questions, why and what, make the full stop into a question mark. Bap Dada also told you earlier, do not say why. What should you say instead? Fly or wah. Either say wah or fly. Do not say why. You quickly know how to say why. Does that just come? Whenever this why comes up, instead say wah. If anyone does anything or says anything, wah drama wah. Not, why is this one doing this? Why is this one saying this? I will do this if the other one does it. No. Nowadays, Bap Dada has seen... Should I tell you? You do want to bring about transformation, do you not? So nowadays, the result, whether in India or abroad, is that there is a wave of one thing in both places. And what is that? There should be this, I should receive this, this one should do this. Only what I think and say should happen. These things of expectations that still arise in your thoughts are waste thoughts, and they do not allow you to become the best. Bap Dada noted everyone's chart of waste for a short time. He checked it. Bap Dada has powerful machinery. He doesn't have a computer like all of you have. Your computer can even get corrupted. However, Bap Dada has some very fast checking machinery. Bap Dada saw that the majority of you have waste thoughts throughout the day, every now and then. What happens is that the weight of the waste thoughts is heavy, and the weight of best thoughts is less. So these waste thoughts that you have every now and then make your head heavy. They make your efforts heavy. There is a burden, and so that pulls you to itself. This is why, when there are fewer pure thoughts, which would be a lift for self-progress, not even a ladder, but a lift, you have to climb that ladder of effort. Simply remember two terms. In order to finish the waste, simply use two terms in your thoughts, words, actions, and behavior. From Amrit Vela till night. Put this into a practical form. These two terms are self-respect and respect for others. You have to stay in your self-respect and give respect to others. No matter what someone else is like, I have to give that one respect. I have to give respect and stay in my stage of self-respect. There has to be a balance of the two. Sometimes you stay in your self-respect a great deal, but you're not giving enough respect to others. It should not be that you give respect if that person gives you respect. No. I have to be a bestower. The Shiv Shakti Pandav army are bestowers, children of the bestower. To say, I will give if the other one gives, becomes a business. That is not being a bestower. So are you businessmen or bestowers? A bestower is never a taker. In your attitude and vision, just have this aim. I have to... not others. I constantly have to have good wishes and pure feelings for each one, that is, for everyone, whether they are Gyani or non-Gyani. In fact, you do have good wishes for those who are non-Gyani, but let there be good wishes and pure feelings for all Gyani souls too at every moment. Let your vision become like that. Let your attitude become like that. You have a pupil in each eye. Do those pupils ever disappear? What would you become if the pupils disappeared from your eyes? Would you be able to see? So, just as there are pupils in your eyes, in the same way, the soul and the father, the point, are merged in your eyes. Just like the point, the soul that sees never disappears. In the same way, do not let the point of awareness of the soul and the father disappear from your attitude or vision. You have to follow the father, do you not? So, just as the father has respect for every child in his vision and attitude, he has regard in the same way. Let there be self-respect and respect for others in your vision and attitude. The thoughts that you have in your mind, that this one should change, that he should not do that, that this one is like this, it will not happen by being given teachings. It is by your giving respect to others that they will begin to fulfill the thoughts that you have in your mind, that this one should change or do this or that. They will change through your attitude, not through your words. So what will you do? Self-respect and respect for others. You will remember both, will you not? Or will you just remember self-respect? To give respect means to receive respect. To give respect means to become worthy of respect. The sign of soul-conscious love is to transform the weakness of others with your good wishes and pure feelings. In the last message too, Bapdada said, at present let your form be merciful. Even in your last birth, your non-living images are merciful and have mercy on the devotees. Since the non-living images are so merciful, how would the living forms be? The living forms would be minds of mercy. Become a mine of mercy. Anyone who comes, give them mercy. This is a sign of love. You want to do that, do you not? Or do you simply want to listen? You have to do it. You have to become that. So Baba is giving you the response of, what does Bapdada want? You ask this question, and so Bapdada is giving you an answer. At present, there is very good expansion of service, be it in Bharat or abroad. Bapdada wants you to make someone an instrument to carry out a special task. Make someone cooperative. Someone who, until now, has wanted to do something, but who will now actually demonstrate it practically. You have had many programs. Wherever you held programs, Babdada is giving congratulations to all of those who carried out those programs. Now show more newness, so that they reveal the Father on your behalf, just as you do. Let it also emerge from their lips. This study is godly. Let Baba, Baba emerge from their hearts. They do become cooperative, but the one thing that still remains is, this one is the only one. This is the one. This is the one. Let this sound spread. The Brahma Kumaris are doing very good work. They can do this. They have come that far, but let them now say, this is the only one. This is God's knowledge. Let those who are to reveal the Father say this fearlessly. You say that God is making this task happen, that it is God's task. However, let them now say that they know God the Father, whom everyone has been calling out to. Now give them that experience. What do you have in your hearts at every moment? Baba, Baba, Baba. Let such a group emerge. It is good. You can do this. Whatever has happened up to this point has been fine. Transformation has taken place. However, the last transformation is, this is the one. This is the one. This is the one. That will happen when the Brahmin family have a constant stage. At the moment, the stage continues to change. A constant stage will reveal the one. Is this okay? So double foreigners, become an example. Become an example in giving respect and staying in your own self-respect. Claim a number in this. They show the example of the family that conquered attachment, where the messengers and servants and everyone else became conquerors of attachment. Similarly, wherever you are, America, Australia, every country, claim a number in being constant, united in following one direction, staying in your own self-respect and giving respect to others. You can claim it, can you not? Claim it. Do you want to claim a number? To all of you children everywhere who are merged in the Father's eyes, to the children who are the lights of the eyes, to the children who remain constantly stable in a constant stage, to the fortunate children whose stars of fortune are constantly sparkling, to those who constantly have self-respect and equal respect for others, to the children who make the speed of their efforts fast, Babdada's love, remembrance, blessings and namaste. Blessing. May you take the company of your true companion and thereby becoming loving and free from attachment. Every day at Amrit Vela, have the happiness of having all relationships with Babdada and donate it to others too. Have a right to all types of happiness and also give others this right. Whilst doing any physical task, do not remember any physical companions, but first remember the Father. because the Father is your true friend. When you take the company of your true companion, you easily become detached and loving to all. Those who remember the one Father in all relationships, in every task, easily become free from attachment. They are neither attached to anyone, nor subservient to anyone, and so they cannot be defeated by Maya. Slogan: in order to recognize Maya, become Trikaldashi and Trinetri, and you will become victorious. Aviat signal: adopt the culture of truth and good manners. The sign of truth is having good manners. When you are truthful and have the power of truth, you will never stop having good manners. You may have to prove the truth, but do this with good manners. By trying to prove something that is true whilst letting go of your good manners, you will be unable to prove it. The sign of a lack of good manners is stubbornness, and the sign of good manners is humility. Those who do prove the truth will constantly remain humble and will always interact with good manners with everyone. Om Shanti.